None but the hungry heart. 9:30. Groundwork. Ye have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 3. When we rely upon and cater to the old man, that ground produces the works of the flesh. But as we abide in the risen Lord Jesus, that new ground of our position, his life, will be manifested in the fruit of the Spirit. God's word declares that we are dead indeed unto sin, but nowhere does it say that we are dead in ourselves. We shall look in vain within to find death there. We have died to sin, not in ourselves, but in Christ, and our death with him is as sure as his death. And since we died with him, it is impossible for his death to be certain and ours uncertain. We were crucified with him because we were in him, Galatians 2:20. We are raised in him, Ephesians 2:6. We are complete in him, Colossians 2:10. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in him, Ephesians 1:3. The entire work regarding us is not done in us, but in the Lord Jesus. The Father has done all in his Son. If you stand on the ground of what the Lord Jesus is, abide, you will find in your growth that all that is true of him is becoming true of you. But if you remain on the ground of what you are in yourself, you will find that all that is true of the old man is true of you in life and walk. The purpose of Paul in Romans 6 is to show how completely the believer is identified with the Lord Jesus when he died unto sin. To enter fully into the meaning of that death is to see that he has emancipated us from any further dealings with our old master, sin. The believer is privileged thus to take his position in the risen Lord Jesus, who is now alive unto God. From that ground he is henceforth to regard sin. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with which Christ hath made us free. Galatians 5, verse 1.